Is anger a sin? In Psalm 37:15, it says to cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. Also, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice. Early in the chapter, verse 6 says, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sins of disobedience. Absolutely nothing compares to the power of the wrath of God. There are also consequences for anger. Proverbs 14:17. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly. And in the previous verse, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. God also tells us not to befriend an angry person, for an angry person only stirs up strife, in Proverbs 22:24 and 29:22. Even Jesus got angry. In Mark 11:15, he got angry at people for defiling the holy temple, and he overturned the tables where they were selling the goods. But he only got angry for righteous reasons, and he did not sin. In Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, in everything, set an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, serious, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed that they have nothing evil to say of us. If we are angry, it just gives them ammunition to criticize us as Christians. And we have to set an example for others by controlling our anger in a righteous manner. Unlike Jonah, who got angry with God when he told him to go preach Nineveh. And getting angry with God is one of the worst things you can do. Even worse, he acted on it by jumping on a ship and trying to run and hide from God. Even worse, as a consequence, he was swallowed by a big fish. And even worse, he was thrown up by it too. Most people can't even stand the sight of throw up, let alone being throw up itself. One of the best examples is Job. He had everything taken from him, and instead of getting angry and cursing God, he continued to praise him. We need to learn how to control our anger and not sin as Job did. In Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. We need to learn to let it go. Just like the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. Words only hurt if you dwell on them. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Anger rests in the bosom of fools. Only fools hold on to anger. We need to learn to put it away from us. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. We need to learn to be patient and not quick-tempered. Proverbs 15:18. A hot-tempered person stirs up a conflict, but the one who is patient calms the quarrel. Now we need to learn to slow down and listen. James 1:19. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. This is something we all can learn from, to slow down and listen to the other person before we get angry. We have to control our anger and not let it control us. We need to let God help us and not do it on our own. Like in Proverbs 15:18, are we going to stir up the conflict or calm the quarrel?